Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 32, 9 days of the Gundicha Festival. For 9 days, nine chief devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya, got an opportunity to invite Lord Chaitanya to their homes. During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations to Lord Chaitanya for 1 day each. In this way, they shared invitations. And for the 4 month period, all the daily invitations were shared among the important devotees. The rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend an invitation to Lord Chaitanya. And since they could not get 1 day each, then 2 or 3 devotees combined to extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations. After taking bath early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would then go see Lord Jagannath in the temple. Then, Lord Chaitanya would perform Sankirtan with his devotees. By chanting and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced Advaita Acharya to dance. Sometimes, Lord Chaitanya induced Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and Achyutananda to dance also. Sometimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Vakreshwara and other devotees in chanting and dancing. So 3 times daily, morning, noon, and evening, Lord Chaitanya would perform Sankirtan in the courtyard of the Gundicha temple. And at this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel that Lord Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking like this, Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation from Krishna would thus subside. Lord Chaitanya was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally remained merged in such consciousness. And there were many gardens near the Gundicha temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform the pastimes of Vrindavan in each one of them. In the lake named Indradyumna, Lord Chaitanya sported in the water. Lord Chaitanya personally splashed all the devotees with water, and the devotees surrounding Lord Chaitanya on all sides also splashed Lord Chaitanya. While in the water, they sometimes formed one circle and sometimes many circles. And while in the water, they used to play cymbals and imitate the croaking of frogs. Sometimes two would pair off to fight in the water. One would emerge victorious while the other defeated, and Lord Chaitanya would watch all this fun. The first sporting took place between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, who threw water upon each other. Advaita Acharya was defeated and later began to rebuke Lord Nityananda Prabhu, calling him ill names. Swarup Damodar and Vidyanidhi also threw water upon each other, and Murari Gupta and Vasudev Datta also sported in that way. Another duel took place between Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit, and yet another between Raghava Pandit and Varkrishwara Pandit. Thus, they all engaged in throwing water. Indeed, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya engaged in water sports with Sri Ramananda Roy, and they both lost their gravity and became just like children. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the exuberance of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya smiled and spoke to Gopinatha Acharya. "Oh, tell the Bhatta Acharya and Ramananda Roy to stop their childish play because they are both learned scholars and are very grave and great personalities. Oh, my lord, I believe that one drop of the ocean of your great mercy has swelled up upon them. For a drop from the ocean of your mercy can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mundara. Now, since these two gentlemen are little hills by comparison, it is no wonder that they are being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. Logic is like a dry oil cake from which all the oil has been extracted. This Bhatta Acharya has passed his whole life in eating such dry cakes, but now you, my lord, have made him drink the nectar of transcendental pastimes. Oh, it is certainly your great mercy upon Sarvabhauma." After Gopinatha Acharya finished talking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and, thus calling for Advaita Acharya, made Advaita act like the Sheshanaga bed. Lying down on Advaita Prabhu, who was floating on the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated the pastime of Sheshashayi Vishnu. Manifesting his own personal potency, Srila Advaita Acharya floated about on the water, carrying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after sporting in the water for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his own place at Aitota, accompanied by his devotees. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, and all the other chief devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took lunch at the invitation of Advaita Acharya. Whatever extra prasadam was brought by Vaninath Rai was thus taken by the other associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the afternoon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Gundicha temple to visit Lord Jagannath and dance. At night, Lord Chaitanya went to the garden to take rest. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to the temple of Gundicha and saw Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya then chanted and danced in the courtyard for some time. Accompanied by his devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went into the garden and enjoyed the pastimes of Vrindavan. There were multivarious trees and creepers in the garden, and they were all jubilant to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, the birds were chirping, the bees were buzzing, and a cool breeze was blowing. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced beneath each and every tree, Vasudev Datta sang alone. And as Vasudev Datta sang a different song between each and every tree, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced there alone in great ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Vakreshwara Pandit to dance. And as Vrakreshwar began dancing, Lord Chaitanya began singing. Then, devotees like Swarupa Damodar and other kirtan performers began singing along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And being inundated with ecstatic love, they lost all consideration of time and circumstance. After thus performing pastimes in the garden for some time, they all went to a lake known as Narendra Sarovara, and there they enjoyed sporting in the water. After sporting in the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to the garden and accepted prasadam with the devotees. Thus, for 9 continuous days, His Lordship Sri Jagannath Dev stayed at the Gundicha temple, And during this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also stayed there and performed pastimes with his devotees, which have already been described. The garden of these pastimes was very large and was named Jagannath Vallabha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took rest there for 9 days. Then, knowing that the Hera Panchami festival was drawing near, King Pratapa Rudra attentively talked with Kashi Mishra. "So, tomorrow will be the function of Hera Panchami, or Lakshmi Vijay. Hold this festival in such a way that it has never been held before. Yes, this festival should be held in such a gorgeous way that upon seeing it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be completely pleased and astonished. Take as many printed cloths, small bells, umbrellas, and chamara fans as there are in my storehouse and in the deity's storehouse. Collect all kinds of small and large flags and ringing bells. Then decorate the carrier and have various musical and dancing parties accompany it. And in this way, decorate the carrier attractively. And you should also double the quantity of prasadam. Yes, make so much that it will even surpass the Rathayatra festival. So arrange this festival in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may freely go with his devotees to visit the Jagannath deity without any difficulty." Recorded June 23, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bhingam Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamalavare Nakamad Bhuta Sringang Dalita Hiranyakashipu Janu Bringam Keshavadrita Narasingha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
O Lord Hari, with the wonderfully sharp tips of your nails upon your beautiful lotus hands, you ripped apart the body of the demon Hiranyakashipu, just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails. O Lord Keshava, with fine hair, you have assumed this form as half-man, half-lion. O Narahari, all glories unto you, all glories unto you, all glories unto Narasingha Dev.